We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, D, let's get to the Josh Norman stuff. So you came on our show. You called him Hollywood. Josh Norman began a lot of criticism. Charlie Casserly said third best corner on the team. And what I'd say is you weren't making things up. The statistics show that Josh Norman was getting beaten. His quarterbacks were facing him. I think quarterback rating of 156 throwing at Josh Norman. Mm-hmm. Us as fans were seeing, you know, blown coverages. And clearly he addressed it by having some sort of team meeting. I sometimes doubt team meetings. Teams have team meetings all the time. They win, they lose, whatever. But you know what? To his credit, he made a couple big plays in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one was kind of a gimme, but you know, you still have to go get that ball. You still have to catch it. And so he caught it. He did what he was supposed to do on that play and just causing disruption, man, causing disruption like he always does. You know, he was in on a couple tackles. He punched that ball out in typical Josh Norman fashion. And, you know, he got that defense energetic and hype to make plays. You know, he gave up, you know, some passes. So did Dunbar. But they made plays when they needed to. And like I said, no game's ever going to be perfect. No game ever was for me. And so I understand guys are going to catch balls, but ultimately you want to make more plays than them, and this secondary made more plays than the Carolina receivers, and that's why they won this football game.
D'Angelo, I had to chuckle a little bit. I was looking at Twitter after the game yesterday, and Dan Steinberg from the Washington Post, from the Sports Blog, tweeted, "Only way for this week to end," and it's a screenshot of you and Josh Norman side by side on the NBC Sports Washington set. You guys are both like looking down, kind of away from each other. I'm sure it was just like, you know, like a quick snapshot, because I know you'll say these things to Josh Norman's face. It's not like it's something that you wouldn't, you know, tell
and
him
he did.
Directly. But what was that dynamic like having Josh sit right next to you on the set last night?
I mean, it was great. It was great. You know, we were able to address a couple things in that sit down. And we ultimately cleared the air. I think a lot of people felt like it looked a little awkward when we first sat down. but by the end of the conversation, man, it was all hugs, and you know, it was all hugs, man. So, like I said, I root for him as well as a bunch of other guys in that locker room, man. And so, you know, like I told him, I want to see you shine. I want to see this team and this defense shine. And y'all keep playing the way you played yesterday, and we'll all be very proud of the outcome.
Do you guys consider yourself friends?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So you talk to him other, you know, outside of football?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, I would say this. Just my impression is, the message was that maybe he wasn't as prepared as he needed to be. That whether it's Hollywood, whatever, that he was missing coverages. And I think the message was received, because what Josh talked about after the game with you and with others was being part of a system and being prepared. And that's what you need him to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what you need every guy in that locker room to do, just prepare to the best of their ability. And so, you know, those guys played. They played, they fought. You know, you still would like to see this offense do a little more, because they're going to need to in these close physical matchups that we're about to come down this stretch and have to play. And if this defense does what it does, like I said, the offense has to at some point step it up a little bit more, just be a little bit more consistent and be able to throw that ball downfield. And they did a little bit of that. I kind of noticed in the first 10 plays, this offense threw the ball downfield more than it did in the whole Saints game. And so, you know, just doing that as well. And we forget at times, Chris Thompson wasn't out there.
Right.
Jameson Crowder wasn't out there. You add those two more weapons, hopefully you are able to do a lot more with this offense and push that ball downfield and get a lot more guys involved.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.